Helping relationships, which means getting support, is another change process that's important in many stages. For people in the preparation stage, the goal is to identify others who can provide encouragement, emotional support, and advice, and who can help problem solve. It would be helpful if they could identify a buddy who could work with them to make or sustain the same kinds of changes they are making. Discuss how and when to ask for support. Some people just aren't used to asking for help, and encourage them to be as specific as possible about what they'd like the other person to do. For example, I'd like you to check in with me every few days to see that I'm reaching my exercise goals. I'd like to be able to call you when I experience the urge to smoke. I'd like you to come with me to a restaurant in town that offers a lot of great low-fat options. How else can you help clients identify what kinds of support they need and ask for it? As counselors and health coaches, we're great sources of support as well. However, keep in mind that if clients are becoming dependent on us for helping them make and maintain changes, we need to work to fade out our support as we approach the end of our work with them. An abrupt termination could become a condition for relapsing. You may want to use some of these key phrases and questions to increase helping relationships.